Good morning. God bless your hearts and good morning, a pleasant good morning to all of my listeners. This is Dr. Leonie Matheson, your host of the Intentional Transformation Podcast Show. Welcome into this brand new day. It is the day that the Lord has made, and together, let's rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to jump into our devotional this morning, and I feel led to share with us today Ephesians 6 and verse 12, and I'll be reading from the Passion Translation version of the Bible. And the scripture says, your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. The topic that I chose for this lesson today is stay in strength and stamina. Amid the temporary, I'm going to call it a temporary yet devastating onslaught of the coronavirus, I believe God wants us to know that He sees us, He understands, and He's fully aware of our sufferings and our pain. I believe God wants us to remember whose we are and who we are. We are a people who are called by His name. We are a people who are built, equipped, and readied for such a time as this. Yes, we are in it's an invisible warfare. But I'm told that the rules of in wrestling has evolved over the years. I'm told that they've had a rule which is used in competition today to make sure there are not passive wrestlers. I'm told it was discovered over time that sometimes one of the wrestlers only had a strategy of running away from his opponent. So now there's this new rule that both wrestlers must remain active throughout the match. This new rule, I'm told, is called the rule of passivity. And a wrestler can lose the match because he is too passive. It is unacceptable to avoid wrestling. Can't be passive. You can't just stand there and decide that you're going to allow, you know, the other person to be active while you just stand in a passive position. And in keeping with this rule, I'm told that the wrestler must develop great strength and stamina. And I would suspect that for professional wrestlers, training begins when they're pretty young. I don't think I could be a wrestler today because I have absolutely no desire, no love, no passion, or no background in training, in wrestling. No training in wrestling. So people who are professional wrestlers really is something that they've been practicing over time. Sometimes the best wrestlers can struggle too against one another for hours without either one gaining the upper hand. That's normal, I'm told. When I think about this, you know, this new knowledge, this newfound knowledge that I am privy to have learned about recently when it comes to wrestling, it just makes me think about this invisible warfare that we're in. and how as believers, as Christians, as Jesus followers, many of us grew up in the church. We've got the word in us. We've experienced God in so many different ways, and we've got testimonies after testimonies of how God has come through for us. And I want to empower someone today who's listening to take you back to remembering how far you've come with God and how much God has delivered you from, and how he has carried you through so many different experiences, and you've won. This is no different. Sickness is invisible, in my opinion, because I feel the pain, but sometimes I can't even see what's wrong. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been having this bone pain, and I have no idea. I can tell you where I feel it, but I can't really see it, but I know I can feel it. I believe in our scripture text today that Paul is calling us to this kind of wrestling match. He's reminding us that, look, we are in a wrestling. He's informing us, but then he's also reminding us about some truth. We're in a wrestling match, saints of God. This is no time for us to cower back in passivity. This is no time for us to cower back in mediocre. I'm calling all of our warriors. I'm calling all of our pioneers and our change agents and our history makers. Let's rise up. We're equipped for this fight. And God wants us to stay on our feet of faith, and to not get thrown to the mat of fear or hopelessness. I'm calling all of our warriors to stand our ground. It is a wrestling time, saints of God. We gotta wrestle. We gotta fight. We gotta fight in unity. We're going to fight with our strength. We've got the armor of God, and we can fight. And the thing about this fight is that we've already won. But I ask myself on a daily basis, Leonie, how will you come through COVID-19? Will you have evolved beyond COVID-19 as the same Leonie that entered this warfare? No, is my answer. I'm asking someone who's listening today, what are you doing? How are you fighting this war, this invisible warfare that we're in? Do you have the strength and the stamina to stay standing? Do you recognize who you are? Are you ready to do whatever it takes to maintain strength and stamina? Have you been following the guidelines of the Bible, the CDC, the World Health Organization, your local public health agency, your clergy, you know, people who are supporting you, who've got your best interests at heart? We want to see one another win. We've already won, but you've got to go through the valley of the shadow of COVID-19 in order for you to sit at the table and be served. So I just want to empower someone today with a few lessons learned, some things that I've learned over the past couple of weeks, which I hope that you will grab a hold of and use it to strengthen yourself as we go through this invisible war. Number one, throw off all sin, unforgiveness, pettiness, everything that so easily besets you, that weighs you down. The things that gives the devil something to grasp at, throw it off, release it, let it go. Say what you need to say and just let it go. Whatever you need to hand over to the Lord, literally hand it over to him and let it go. Let the trauma go. Let the rape go. Let the injustice go. Let the molestation go. Let the betrayal go. Let the letdown, the disappointment, the discouragements, and the heartache, let them go. Throw them off as you're going through the valley of the shadow of COVID-19. Number two, hold fast to the unconditional love, the peace, and the favor of God. Proverbs 23 and verse 18 says, surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. Let me say that again. There is a future and your hope will not be cut off. God is for you. And he is in this warfare and he's fighting with us. I believe all of heaven is supporting us to go through what we are equipped, built, and called for such a time as this. We've got to go through it. I don't believe God is going to pull us out of it. I believe God is going to pull us through it. Number three, rest. Rest assured that this did not take God by surprise. I want you to rest in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 25 that says, God will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. I will tell my children, you can't say that you are a winner if you've never come up against a battle. The only way for you to have been crowned a winner, you've had to have gone through a fight and have conquered in order to be considered a winner. So in order for God to refresh us, we have to be feeling weary. We've had to have gone through some moments or periods of being wearied, it wears you out. And so God will refresh us and satisfy those who are feeling faint. So I know many of you are going through cancer battles and you're feeling weary because now you have this COVID-19 issue, crisis to deal with, and your cancer doesn't go away because we're dealing with COVID. I just want to encourage you today to call upon God to refresh you as you're feeling weary, and to satisfy your soul with healing. Number four, I want you to expect the brighter future that is up ahead. Whether in this life or the next life, there is hope in Christ Jesus, and God's got our backs. Expect the best. Expect that we are more than conquerors. We're going to win. We've already won. But sometimes you got to tell yourself, I'm going to win. I am a winner. I'm going to win. I am a winner. I get up every single day and I say, I'm going to win. I am a winner. I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. You are a winner in Christ Jesus. So expect to be rewarded because you're going to go through the valley of the shadow of COVID and God is going to reward you. Even if you come out at the end of all of this feeling weary, feeling like you've been beat upon, just know, according to Romans 8:28, that for those who love God, all things work together for the good. This is part of our purpose. This is part of our journey. This is part of our history. And we are winners. Number five, adopt a new mindset daily through prayers. And some of us have to be fasting, through words of affirmation that comes from the Word of God. You know what I love about prayer? is a simple conversation with God, expressing your concerns, making your petition known. And you know what? Even if you have to say the Lord's Prayer or Father Prayer every single day, it's okay. Because as you're talking to God, trust me, you will be reminded of things that you need to bring to His attention. And it's a conversation with God. So I just want to empower you to be praying as we're going through this season. The last, number six, determine in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that nothing you will not allow anything, nothing to separate you from the love of God. Don't allow anything or anyone to separate you from the love of God. So stay connected, stay prayerful, stay hopeful, knowing God's got your back. My friends, amid this invisible evil attack, God wants us to know that He sees us, He hears us, and He understands. God wants us to look beyond now and to rise in faith as warriors. God wants us to answer sacrificially and courageously when the cry for help is needed. My friends, our faith in God is limitless. Our faith in God knows no bound. My friends, I want you to join me and let us be determined in our minds. We will not surrender to fear. We will not cower back in hopelessness. No retreat, no surrender. And with high confidence, I echo this reality that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God does not change. And so if you're listening today and you are an unsaved, or you've been on the fence where your salvation is concerned, I'd like to invite you at this time to come to the Lord. Come to Him. Run into Him. Don't run away from God right now. Run into God and know with all of your heart and your being, even if you can't believe right now, I just want you to know that God loves you and God wants you to surrender to His will and way. And so why don't you pray with me at this time? Just invite the Lord into your heart. A simple prayer that says, God, Jesus, I need You. Come into my heart, O God, and take control of my life. God, I'm sorry for all of my sins. Please forgive me. I need You, Lord. Come into my life. Come into my heart and take full control. In Jesus' name. That's a simple first step to something bigger that's up ahead. Take a simple step today by just connecting with God. If you are in need of any resources, a Bible, I have the Thread Book, or if you would like a devotional or one of my coloring books, why don't you reach out, connect with me, send me an email. My email address is Leonie, L-E-O-N-I-E, at leoniematteson.com, or find me on Facebook at Leonie H. Matteson. I'm also on Instagram at Leonie H. Matteson. You can also say hello to me on Twitter. I'm at Leonie Matteson. I believe that because Jesus lives, you will live to declare the works of God. So repeat after me. I will live to declare the works of God. Repeat that again. I, say your name, I, Leoni, will live to declare the works of God. My friends, we're built for this season. You're called, you're here, you're going through this journey because you were meant to be part of this history. You're meant to be part of the kingdom for such a time as this. So God bless your hearts as we continue to navigate this journey, as we continue to fight this invisible war, knowing that we're not fighting alone, but that God is for us. And he will never fail us, he will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. So continue to declare the works of God. Because Jesus lives, you live. And so I call you forth to live. Let your life declare the works of God. God bless you this morning. And my hashtag for this series is called Pound Stronger, hashtag stronger apart together. So you can find it on Twitter, Stronger Apart Together, or just find me on the hashtag The Thread or hashtag Intentional Transformation. God bless your hearts today, and thank you for tuning into the Intentional Transformation podcast show. My name is Dr. Leoni Mattison, wishing you a wonderful and blessed day in the Lord. God bless you.